Loud beats are blasting through the speakers at the Ruth Ellis Center. It feels like a dance club, but it's the middle of the day. And this is actually a drop-in center for LGBTQ homeless and at-risk youth. About 20 to 30 young people flip, dip, and catwalk in a dance style that's known as Vogue. For a quick reference, think of Madonna's Vogue video from 1990. Here's 21-year-old dancer Donnie Dawson. He's giving us a baby simple version of a basic Vogue dance move. He says, pretend you're holding a basketball and mime with your hands the circular shape of the ball.
And if you feel like you're Jordan and you want to do some extra with the ball, you can start with one hand. And you could make a ball with one hand. It's all about your wrist and your imagination. You just have to make sure.
And the dancers here are wild with imagination. They put their personal stamp on a dance form that is acrobatic, sexual, and often very feminine in its movements. They are also fashion forward. One young man wears hot pink tights, red short shorts, pink socks, and a tie-dye t-shirt. While the dancer in the shades, in the middle of the day, inside, is Matthew Dawson. He says voguing is a powerful and personal way for him to express himself.
One of the emotions that I say I put into my Vogue would maybe be anger. I feel like I put it into Vogue so I won't have to put it into other things that are not very constructive. Yeah. You understand what I mean by that? Some sadness. I wouldn't say sadness as in I'm sad all the time, but some emotions that you don't want to express in front of everybody.
He says as an LGBT young person, if he danced like this in the outside world or on the streets, he would not be safe. And Vogue dancers find safety in their dance community. Vogue was created by gay folks in New York City in the 60s and 70s, mostly by poor and working class Black and Latino men. They would compete in the ballroom scene for money and fame and respect in events called balls. And in the scene, people form houses. It's kind of like a team. And a house has an entire roster that includes a mother and a father and children and so on. Here's an excerpt from a documentary about the history of Vogue called Paris is Burning. This dancer is giving the definition of a house.
They're families. You can say that. They're families for a lot of children who don't have families. But this is a new meaning of family.
And it's not uncommon for some of the young people who come to the Ruth Ellis Center to have been kicked out or disowned by their birth families. In fact, 40% of homeless youth in this country identify as gay. So the houses these young people form in the dance world become a kind of family and a form of emotional and physical protection, as dancer Donnie Dawson explains.
When that relationship is really close and really tight, it turns into a family to where it extends far beyond any ballroom. It's all down to if I'm stranded somewhere and I need some help, I can call you and you'll be there.
Dawson is part of a house that's become a family. His gay mother is Lakaira Dawson. She's a transgender woman, so born male but now identifies and presents as a woman. And since her last name is Dawson, her gay family members have taken that last name as their own. Donnie and Lakaira met several years ago at a ball, and they had an instant connection. In fact, Lakaira turned to Donnie and she said,
I kind of just was like, you know, you're my son.
They dance together and hang out, and they spend holidays together. And Lakaira has given Donnie lots of life guidance. She's a big advocate for staying in school and getting a job, in part because she dropped out of high school. She ran away from home at age 13 and then spent 10 years on and off the streets.
That's a lot of things to know and see and do and experience. So I just take from that. Like you said, my mistakes, I use that as, you know, the rule book. Like, don't do this, stay away from that.
She says no one looked out for her when she was younger, so now she wants to steer her kids in the right direction and help them avoid things like prostitution, drug use, or contracting HIV. So Lakaira has pushed Donnie to pursue his education, which he's now doing at Wayne County Community College, where he's studying social work. Donnie Dawson says in the world of Vogue dancing, he's found the closest, most dependable people he knows, and that's why, to him, Lakaira is his mother.
Everything that I learned from her is broader and bigger than just me being gay. So that's why I don't go around and be like, gay mom, I call her mama, because the knowledge that I get from her is way far beyond gay life.
Donnie's not only found family in the world of Vogue, but he's also found a way to relieve his stress. He says he feels like a target as a gay man walking down the street, and he is always on guard for confrontation. But through dance, Donnie says he can unwind. And as he says, let the creativity flow out of his veins. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris.